one tool that we can use is unconscious rapport strategies to help us get there. And, you know, those rapport strategies really come through three major classifications. Oldest style that they teach, like in the Dale Carnegie classes and in Sales School 101, talk to somebody briefly about a common interest that you have. You know, so that works real well. So we tend to gravitate toward people who are like us, and we bond quickly with people that have certain categories and characteristics that we hold dear. Old school way of doing it. And, you know, the downside of that is you end up talking to your prospects. If you see a big fish on their wall, you know, oh, you must love fishing. And, you know, if you love fishing too, that's a good thing. But if you don't, you just sound like every other salesman that goes walking in there. The second way is by strategically joining the conversation that's going on in the client's head. So if you can tap into what they're thinking about, what they're dreaming about, either by good questioning or just by such an in-depth familiarity with what it is that they're up against. So, you know, the more that you work with Fortune 500 executives or business owners of small professional services corporations or people who run construction plants or doctors or affluent retirees or, you know, recent retirees or, you know, pick any group of people, the more you specialize in them, the easier you're going to be able to get strategic rapport number two, which is joining the conversation that's going on in their head. Third way is through physical matching and mirroring what they're doing and getting in sync with their body language. So physically matching and mirroring what people are doing is, that's a very good way, because when you do that, you're communicating unconsciously. You're unconscious with their unconscious, and you're sending out messages that I'm just like you. We are together. And you can do that regardless of whether or not you have anything in common with that person at all, because the unconscious mind doesn't see all of the labels that our conscious mind frequently sticks there.